now, it's like, you know, the names I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, you know, it's like the work someone like Millie's put in is like totally undeniable, you know, and there's a lot with, you know, a lot more like that, you know, Latrell's another one. There's a ton, but you know, all of that is like raising awareness, you know, to the scene and all these different little placements, you know, and like moments. It's like, it's making people talk about Boston and it's getting other people excited about it. So I think like, you know, and then another aspect of it is like, and this kind of comes back to the, you know, wanting to work with similar people just because they've had success, or like wanting to try to emulate something like Stiz or somebody else has done. I think, you know, what I want to see from some of these younger artists or artists that aren't as established is like really just focusing on themselves and not worry about like, you know, well, can I like do Middle East to Paradise to House of Blues in the same way that Stiz did? Because yeah. It's not going to happen. That was really special. I don't see that happening in the next 5 years. If it does, it's amazing. But I think there's a million ways to have other types of success. And it's like, if you don't do that, if you don't have that same trajectory, it doesn't mean that you're not successful or that you're not going to break through in your own way. You probably can. There's a million ways to do it. So I want to see all these like younger, potentially, you know, artists that have potential that could break through in their own way. I want to see people just like kind of build their own teams and like you said, Bedlam, like be active within the city and like really kind of do the same things we did when, you know, 5 years ago, which is just kind of, you know, connect all the dots and bring in different types of talent and you know, not feel like you have to follow somebody else's path and like, oh, well, you know, if this doesn't hit the same way Suffolk County did, like, well, then I'm going to get disappointed by that. Like, no, you know, because everybody moves at a different speed. And, you know, it's like there could be somebody that blows up, you know, way bigger than anyone else has off of a couple songs, you know, and it's like, look at the way Joyner did it. That was, you know, non-Boston outside. But like, that's through a, you know, through like a, essentially like a viral video strategy, and he's been doing that for a long time, like not even in a cheap way. It's like really good storytelling and, you know, building like this kind of Facebook video fan base, and he kind of found his way to success through that, and you kind of end up in the same place, but everyone has their own path, and I just want to see more people focusing on their own path, you know, and grinding it out and you know, not worrying about the next man.
Amen to that.
For me, it's
closing words, Dart Adams, and we're getting out of here.
It's kind of like all of that. And then I look at media, local media. We have our base Boston graduation music. You know, you have WCCT, Fresh Out the Mint. We have LFOD. We have Overdog Radio, Killer Boombox. We have all these different platforms. And the thing is that they get the music. They put people out there, you know. They come up through the scene. They monitor what's happening in the scene. So if you're in Pigeons and Planes and you're like, who's hot in Boston or what's going on, you monitor these spaces and you figure out, okay, this is what's happening. Or you go to Mass Appeal and you're like, wow, what are all these Boston artists doing on Mass Appeal? And it's funny because people see all these Boston artists coming up on Mass Appeal and they think I had something to do with it. I'm like, no, dude, I write my column. I'm like, there's a reason why these artists are appearing on these different blogs, and it's like, it's not all the same person doing it.
Right.
It's because they're putting in work, they're making quality material, and now it's gaining traction. And it starts from here, and then it works outwards. Just like with the scene. You do this, you create quality material, it attracts attention, it goes outwards. Start here, work, it goes outwards. And that's just what I want to continue seeing people do throughout 2018, so when we come back and have this, we have even more to be happy about.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, we will be back next year for sure. Tim, thank you for calling in. Dart, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys.
Bedlam. And let's keep, you know, we should all talk probably more than once a year, and let's, you know, keep doing cool things. So, real proud of the scene in general, everyone on. This will be on iTunes, Google, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to podcasts on Thursday, so stay tuned. All right, thanks again, Tim. Bedlam.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Warren.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back next Tuesday with the artists responding to this. I believe we're slated to have Lotus, MDOT, and maybe a couple surprise guests. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We're going to get out of here with Lambo, Cousin Stiz.
Hey, I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle. I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Know you be flexing, you talking about work, but that ain't your package, your man's on. I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle. I just wanna race a Lambo. I just wanna race a Lambo. Bro had his arm in the pan. Way before I had a fando. I'm drinking straight out the handle. Remy might make me go Rambo. Heard you spit and change your channel. I put 10K on the mantle. Why these boys sound like my sound?
WMFO in Medford. Sky by here. We're going to be joined by Ruby Rose Fox after about three songs. Be right back. Thanks. I think this is The Replacements. See ya.
Yeah.
Right, that was Springsteen, Adam Raised the Cane, a song about fathers and sons, open to the Replacements, IOU, off Pleased to Meet Me, and right now I have Ruby Rose Fox here. How you doing?
Hey, Skylar. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good. Do people call you Ruby or Ruby Rose? Or?
They call me Ruby and Ruby Rose sometimes.
Either one works. Okay. So we're here to talk about some big shows this weekend.
Yeah.
Among other things. We're going to touch on a few things, but... And the new release, I guess we'll call it. Is it going to be CD and vinyl? Are you doing vinyl this year?
Yeah, we sure are.
Vinyl, is it still catching on, the vinyl still?
Know.
It's so much more expensive to make,
right? So expensive to make.
Right.
Yeah, it probably costs as much as to make as it is to sell. So. Other mic?
Yeah, try the other mic. I'm not getting... The mics. Some mic issues. My mic's working. Your mic is on. It's up.
Check. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the mics. My mic is fine. Your... Well, this is going to be awkward. Try that thing over there. I mean, that's...
This one?
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, there we go. We got a mic.
I can't see you now, but...
All right, hold on. Look at that. Check me out.
Yeah, I don't know why. 3, 4, mic. All right. We seem to be...
This is live radio, folks.
Right. We're working without a net here. So we've only been a couple minutes in. Yeah, there's the Lizard Shows.
Lizard Shows on Friday and Saturday night.
And the new release. Oh, yes, right. And I asked if it's going to be in vinyl, and you said yes.
And CD. But it's really meant to be heard digitally because we used binaural microphones. So it's actually, the whole record is really meant to be listened to with headphones on.
Wow.
Or it won't really work properly. But you know what? People like their physical. People get angsty if you don't offer them something physical. So
I'm kind of weird like that myself, I got to admit.
No, I thought about you.
He's not going to do the digital download thing.
No, he's just going to roll his eyes.
I'm going to be like, I need a CD or a vinyl or...
Yeah.
I'm slowly getting there because people do now send me the MP3 and I then burn it onto a disc.
Yep.
I do that. But see, I don't come in and plug in.
I know you don't. You do it old school.
The kids plug in.
Their little devices.
I should learn to plug in. Maybe someday, but I don't know.
Do what you know.
This works. You know, it just... This new release, like, domestic was very... dealt with a lot of, like, heavy issues, like, obviously, domestic abuse, some political undertones, I think you could say. And
sure.
Is this along those lines, or...
This one's way worse.
In what way? Heavier?
Yeah.
Really?
Way heavier. Way heavier. I'm a little worried about it, too.
Is the sound, would you say, quite different, or that's...
The sound is really different.
Wow, I'll be looking forward to Friday night. It's going to be a whole new
Yeah, there's a adventure. Saxophone and a violin and... It's just, there's a lot more ambience to it. It's not like a rock and roll format.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a little guitar on it, but not very much. So.
Well, there wasn't much in domestic either, right?
A little bit, though. More. Way more.
Oh,
this
really?
One, yeah. I played a lot of saxophone on this record.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I didn't know the sax was in your repertoire.
I know. I kept it a secret for so long.
But you've played it for a while, like
since I was like 13, maybe. No, 8.
And you're 8, and so you decided to pull it back out. Wow.
Yeah, it's really fun to play. It's a lot like the voice in a way. I'm not very good at it, but it was fun.
It worked, right?
Yeah, it works.
It's on the release.
Yeah. So, it's gonna be an interesting thing.
And is it complete, not really completed yet, or is it? It's still a couple months out.
We got like a day or two in the studio to go, and then we're going to mixing. So I'm hoping to have the whole thing done by mid-January, and then I should have it in our members' hands and all our pre-sales hands by, I'm hoping, the end of March. And then we'll have like a late spring release for all the slackers.
Like myself.
Like you, no. I got you, boo.
I am going to the show Friday night at the Lizard. That's a cool room.
I know, it is a good room. It's warm and cozy. That's why I picked it.
It's like a living room. Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah.
We did it at 9:39 last year. It's a little sterile. Don't tell them. I can't believe I'm saying this online.
9:39? Is that the...
9:29.
Is that the school?
It's the Berkeley room.
Yes. I've been there.
I just wanted something that felt comfortable. You know,
yeah, the Berkeley room is weird.
Party, it's got to be like comfortable.
And I think at the Berkeley room, you can't get beverages, right?
Am I right? You should have heard the conversation I had with my booking agent. I was like, you are telling me I'm going to book a show downtown. My people can't get a drink.
Right.
Where the hell are they going to park?
Yeah. I went there.
I think about these. I worry about you guys. I worry about my band.
I went there a couple times to see, I think, a girl named Lindy Ortega.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. I should have brought Lindy Ortega stuff. I play her all the time. I didn't bring any tonight. But I went to see her there a couple times. And, yeah, if you could leave, I think, and go across the way and get a beer. But I don't know if you could bring it back. It was horrid. I was like, my God. And the parking was ridiculous. You're right. I parked. I went once and I made the big mistake. I parked in a garage for like $40.
Yeah, you're just done. You're just done.
I couldn't find my car. It was horrible. But we're losing track. This conversation's veering off. So,
but the Lizard Lounge won best intimate venue.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. So, and do you have the openers? I'm not familiar with people opening.
Hannah Khan is just a female singer-songwriter in town, and Audrey Haddad is opening the first night. And then Josh Knowles, who is playing with us in the Ruby Rose Fox Band, is also doing a solo set the second night. So it should be pretty low-key, but fun. We have a special holiday song planned.
How many people do you have to fit on that stage?
So normally it's about, normally we're a nine piece, and I think we're down to seven, believe it or not, which is crazy.
That'll fit. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play some, I'm going old school Ruby Rose Fox.
Oh my God.
You haven't seen this in a while, huh?
I didn't even know that existed anymore.
It exists with me. We're going to play some songs. We'll be back in about, I don't know, 10 minutes and chat some more.
Down. champagne of whiskey. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and now he doesn't miss me. I get the gist while oxytocin fails. It's a constant rerun. He's looking at me now like he's gonna pull a big gun. In tongues, oh, here's the holy hyperbole. He says he wants to marry me. I say, where the hell you been? The game of sorry strikes again.
Okay, that was Every Time I Tell off of Domestic. And before that, the rarely heard Blue Angel.
Oh, man.
An early Ruby Rose track.
I'm blushing.
That one put you on the map locally.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're at the BMAs recently.
Yeah. Were you at the BMAs?
I wasn't.
You,
you know, I
could have sworn I saw you, but it must have been your doppelganger.
No, and there aren't many guys like me, trust me. No, I was at the...
The strikingly handsome man.
I wouldn't say that. I was at the Paradise going to see a band called The Interrupters.
Oh, cool.
And I already had tickets for that, and so I wasn't at the BMAs.
There's a lot of good things happening that night, I think.
Usually, yeah. That's what surprises me is people, you know, like usually on a Friday or Saturday, there's like three or four places that I say to myself I could go here or there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, if I don't... I always think it's good to be... to be a physical presence out there, to go to shows and not just kind of like sit behind the microphone and just garner music and just play. I mean, it's all about going to see live acts, I think.
I know, but that's, you're a rare man. You're a unicorn, really.
I don't know what the kid, like I consider a kid under 30 and I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do anymore.
I think they just watch Netflix.
Horrible.
I don't know. I don't talk to them.
So the BMAs were fun. Did you talk to everybody?
I'm just kidding.
The BMAs were good. Did you go to those looking to see certain acts that you haven't seen before?
Like, trying to think. I hadn't seen some.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had seen some.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I saw you at the Rumble, so I know you saw Carissa before.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I had seen Carissa before. She was great.
And I just recently kind of started going to see the Devil's Twins a lot. I liked them a lot.
Did they? They didn't play though. Did I don't think they played. If they played, I was not there yet.
I thought they might have. But
I love seeing them perform. They're really fun to watch.
Yeah, I thought they might have, but I don't. They might have, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. So it was overall a good night. It was a little chilly in there though. I'm gonna not lie. I was a little cold, but I'm a little cold.
Really?
Generally, yeah. I was a little.
I'm always cold. I still have my coat on. See?
Yeah, we should just move to Florida.
I people say that a lot.
You're not even Jewish though, are you?
No, and I couldn't.
You're Italian.
I am. Although
I knew it.
Not by looks. By the name,
by
right?
Looks. No, you look Italian.
No, I couldn't deal with Florida because the landscape and politically, I just couldn't do it down there. Couldn't survive.
Did I tell you what happened to me in Florida on tour this year? First of all, I cross the border and I immediately get a $250 speeding ticket. Immediately.
No,
I was 15 over the speeding limit.
250 sounds steep for 15 miles.
Yeah, it's the most world's famous speed trap. Well, not world, in America. It is the biggest speed trap, and I ran right into it. And then I promptly hit an armadillo.
Oh.
And I thought it was like a bowling ball hitting your car. And I was I was sure my car was wrecked, and it didn't. It just bounced right off like a ball, ping pong ball.
Was this part of your solo tour?
Yeah. I do not like Florida. Oh, and then a lizard frog got stuck on the grill of my car, and it was so weird and gross, I didn't remove it until like weeks later.
It rotted off.
Yeah, it rotted off.
That was the only way of getting rid of it.
And I was just sweating, and it was hot, and it was just like, once I crossed the Florida border, everything just started to fall apart for me.
See, that's why we have to stay up in the north.
Okay, I'm in.
So we're talking a bit about, you're going to tour for this follow up. I guess it's your second full-length CD release, I would call it.
Yeah.
And you're going to do like a extensive deal. You're going to go with people this time.
Wait, what does extensive deal mean?
Like you're going beyond the New England area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably going to go to the Midwest again, all around. Maybe down to Texas again. I'd really like to go to Europe, so I'm going to maybe figure out how to make that happen, too. Because I feel like that's where they're going to get me. I feel like they would understand who I am there.
People take off in Europe. A lot of local bands.
Because Europeans really love art. They love artists. They love art.
Yeah, like I know like Muck and the Myers local, they're constantly in Europe. The band The Connection constantly go to Europe.
Huh, interesting.
Even like national acts, you know, I think they're bigger here than, I mean, bigger in Europe than here. As far as like the fandom is I guess, off the charts.
Yeah.
Spain, I guess, is crazy. Italy, I heard they're crazy fans over there.
I know. Americans are just
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. There's something wrong with us.
Yeah. Well, we got to get them out more.
It's the water.
But I was talking to you about your, I guess you'd call it your lack of interest in the Idol and The Voice and all those things.
Oh, yeah.
All those shows.
I've been trashing them for years now.
I trash them on the air a lot, a lot of these people on the shows are very talented and have great voices, but that's not how I want to find my music, is on a TV show.
Yeah.
But they reach out sometimes to people.
Yeah, I mean, America's Got Talent just reached out to me a couple times to have me audition, and I just feel really, and I emailed them a pretty snarky email back. I was like, well, if you want me to sing my song about Jordan Davis or the KKK or Donald Trump, I'm happy to sing.
Right.
Thinking they would be like, no way.
Can't you do a country cover or something?
I know. But then they were like, oh, no, we're okay with that. We're becoming more political. And I was like, oh, shoot. They just called my bluff.
Yeah.
So then they were like, can you come to New York? And then I said, I can't come to New York. I have a gig. And then they were like, well, can you do a video audition? And I was like, ugh. So, I'm not going to do it, though.
I was going to say, you're going to do it now?
No, I can't. It's against my integrity, and I feel like everything I've built has been on uncompromising integrity for me, not for any other measure except
that's one of the things I like about you and your music. I lost my train of getting old. I was along the same vein of what we were talking about with the music, and I was going to ask you something I forgot. You're not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
No, if you did, I wonder how they found you.
Ruby Rose Fox between like a tap dancing like triplets and a hamburger eater. I don't know.
Right.
Like that's, it'd be like great. Like so 4 million people would see me. Maybe.
But are they going to come to the show?
But then my name is attached to America's Got Talent for the rest of my life. You're selling your name basically. Yeah. I don't know. It's a different era. It's really confusing.
And if you did that, it wouldn't really do you any good unless, like I said, they would have stopped coming to shows that you did or buying your music or stuff.
And I went on tour this year with a woman who was on the first season of American Idol. And I got to see how that whole thing works. And she has fans all over America in every little pocket, which is really cool. But some of them don't care about her music. Some of them are obsessed with her fame.
Mm, yeah.
They're like, granted, some of them are real music fans and they're super fans and they're awesome. And then some of them are just obsessed with famous people. And that is, witnessing that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, oh, like it gives you chills. Because it's just so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want that.
No, it would be cool if, I guess if like you won, how do they find the, I wonder how they, did they, you think they heard your music and said, we've got to get this?
Yeah, they heard me on YouTube or something. They have scouts.
Oh.
Yeah, here's the thing, reality television is a sham. It is not real. Nothing is real.
It's not people filling a football stadium wanting to try out.
No, they do that for show. That is only for... They handpick all their contestants, and then like maybe one person who comes to that big audition will get on.
That's off of although that was more of an Idol thing, and Idol's gone, isn't it?
American Idol's gone.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, I've never watched American Idol.
I haven't either.
Or The Voice.
I would watch. My wife would watch it occasionally, not anymore, but early on she watched a couple of seasons, I think. And yeah, I'd just be like, yeah, the. That's just not how I find music, is through a TV
but
show.
But for a lot of people it is, which is crazy. Like, that's their, for most Americans, The Voice is their single most way to find out about a new artist, which is crazy.
Yeah, but in these artists' defense, they're probably like, if I win this damn thing.
No, and that's how I feel. I'm like, that's why I'm like, maybe I should just freaking do it.
Mm. Can't hurt.
I mean, it'd be nice to make some money one day.
Right. That's the end. I guess that's
like,
the goal.
Not a lot. Just enough.
Yeah. to put a clothes and a roof over your head and food on the table.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good? That'd be exciting.
That'd be cool. All right, I'm going to play some stuff. We've been babbling a bit here. I think I have, I don't know what this is. It might be St. Vincent, but we'll be back in a few minutes and talk some more.
Remember one Christmas I gave you Jim Carroll? Intended it as a cautionary tale. You said you saw yourself inside there, dark yet it like a tattoo manual. Remember one summer we walked in Times Square? I showed you the zombies with 100-inch stares. You took a pic, set your hotel on fire. We took the blame, took the bags to the train. Happy birthday, Johnny, wherever you are. Happy birthday, Johnny, wherever you are. Last time you called, it was on New Year's Eve. You asked me for dough to get something to eat. Since we last spoke, You live on the street, yeah, wouldn't believe all the shit that you've seen. Happy New Year, Johnny. Is it 23? Happy New Year, Johnny. Are the lights on the trees? Let me think, and you yelled through your teeth, accused me of acting like all royalty, always for show, no true charity. You saw me on magazines and TV, but they only knew the real version of me. Only you know the secrets, the swamp and the fear. What happened to blood? Could you do this to me? Of course I blame me. When you get free, Johnny, I hope you find peace.
It's caving in with me, and yes,
That was We're All Done With Rock and Roll by Watts. Played some St. Vincent before that. Happy birthday, Johnny. It's 8:46. The hour is zipping by. And Ruby's going to read you a public service announcement.
You ready? If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Awesome.
I've been waiting my whole life to do that.
That's why I don't... That's a popular one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's nice and short.
Some of them are lengthy. They're entire pages. You fumble through them, it gets...
I was stopping myself from riffing on it. Adding my own thing. Ooh, texting.
Yeah.
That's good.
Texting and driving,
that's also not good. She has a Coke can in her hand. Well, she's not just texting. She has a Coke can in her hand. That's
texting
not fair.
And drinking.
Don't drink Coke and text.
And drive with your
idiot.
Knees. I don't know. Oh, you drive.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to talk about gifted.
Yeah, gifted.
Because we've been babbling and the hour just buzzes by. But we got to get that in because that's a awesome thing that you do.
Yeah, it's a new thing too. So it's just going to be growing, I hope. It's just a program through the band where my fans and organizations can donate voice lessons to inner city kids who can't afford them.
And we need funds for this, right?
Mm-hmm. So space, my time, music, recording time for some of them. And so far it's been really awesome.
Yeah.
Really powerful even so far. So... and I got a grant from Music Drives Us. So I'll be taking on 10 students this year, throughout the year.
That's going to be take a lot of time too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, but I teach anyway. So I think the thing for me was if I'm going to be teaching, I'd rather be teaching people who really need it.
Yeah.
Not even need it, but deserve to have a music education.
Cause, yeah.
Many of the Boston public schools do not have choirs or anywhere the kids can sing or play an instrument in public school, which is insane.
Yeah.
That's an insane thing. My biggest wish for this program is to build an infrastructure in which other artists can do the same thing so that it becomes not only revenue for artists to... fund their work, but to get more and more Boston musicians in their specific communities, serving their communities and personally mentoring a couple kids every year. And if everyone was doing it, it would be a much bigger impact. So this is kind of my trial year to figure out how it's going to work. And then hopefully I'll expand it.
And to become a member and all that, people can very easily go to Ruby Rose Fox.
Yeah. RubyRoseFox.com. Yes.
And it's a simple process.
It's a simple process. Yeah. Being a member is not a simple process. There's like a secret password and a secret handshake.
It's a secret society, exactly. Yeah. The members will probably be out in force this weekend.
Yeah, they will be out in force this weekend. Yeah, there's a lot of members coming. They're all going to wear red.
I was going to say, you'll be able to distinguish them. If you're a non-member, I'll stand out like a sore thumb and be like, he's not a member. Yeah, he's not in the clique.
You'll know who they are. They're extra
the cool kids.
Happy.
I'll know who the cool kids are.
Yeah.
All right. We get to, I get about 10 minutes. So I usually like to, I got to time it for the next crew.
Yeah, but, you can play some music too.
I want to thank you so much for coming in.
It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Skylar.
Yeah, we can just babble. We don't have to play music.
I know, it's so fun.
Friday, Saturday, Lizard Lounge.
Lizard Lounge.
Going to be playing a whole new stuff.
Yes, new stuff, old stuff, good stuff.
And you can go to Common Ground right next door and get a beer, too.
Well, there's beer in the Lizard Lounge, though. So.
Once I went to the Lizard Lounge, and it was full. And so I had to wait in the Common... Is it Common Ground, the name of it? Yeah.
Yes.
I had to wait in Common Ground until someone left.
And then it's not the Common Ground. That's in Alston. Is it?
The Lizard Lounge is like in conjunction with Common something.
Oh, I don't know. I could be wrong. I know nothing. Ignore me.
Well, the place next to it.
Yeah.
You can eat there prior and then go down, or you can do vice versa. Or,
yes. Yes, it's fun.
I'm sure there's tickets still available.
Yeah, there's a couple left, so.
But they are, I'm sure it'll be brisk. There'll be brisk sales.
Brisk.
It's going to be cold, too, speaking of brisk.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it's going to be like 12 tomorrow.
Oh, boo.
Boo humbug. All right, I'm going to play some tunes and get out of here. I got to be back one more time to ID the station, so you'll hear my voice one more time for like 15 seconds. This is a band that I think you, Jeremy and the Harlequins, were you with them?
Oh, yeah. They
remember
been
Jeremy?
For us, for our thing. I have
one of your things, yeah.
Good feelings about them.
Funny guys.
They're very handsome.
Well, we're going to hear some of them now. And again, I'll be back one more time to say see ya.
My tank isn't full and I ain't got a spare, but I know that I'll make it, cause I know you're waiting there. You're waiting there. So I roll up the window, turn the radio on, Elvis and me singing at the top of our lungs.
This time I'm really out. It's 8:55 WMFO in Medford. This is a slow one by a band called Shonda and the Howlers. See you next week. Thanks.